Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company. And for those of you that got a chance to get out along our beautiful Avon River, 124 kilometres of it were involved when it comes to our Avon descent. And Ben Carrick is the king. He is the winner after the 124 kilometre ultra marathon single kayak on Sunday. Ben, welcome to Sports Day. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on.
How challenging was the race for you? And where was, I suppose, the most challenging parts this year?
Always really challenging. The high water means it's going to be a little bit quicker than normal, but it means probably the valleys, the first 40 k's of day two, with a lot of turbulent moving water. It's a lot of boat maintenance, getting it down in one piece. That was probably the most challenging, but also the most enjoyable part of the race.
So when we look at the weather last week, and there was plenty of rain, as you know, was that to your advantage, or did it make life more difficult as you headed down the Avon?
I think everyone has a different view of what they like. Anything over a metre of water, we're at about 1.3 metres on the weekend, is considered high. Last year it was about 2 metres, so we've been blessed, I think, in the last few years with some really great levels. I probably perfect level for me. I probably wasn't too high that it was completely unrecognisable, the river, but high enough to make it, you know, a real sort of thrill running it down the valley.
Got to ask you the question, after 124 kilometres, can you lift your arms up the next day, or is it just a little bit of good soreness?
I would say good soreness. I'm surprising myself. If anything, my head's probably a little bit foggy from sort of the weekend come down afterwards. A few little blisters on the fingers, but apart from that, I actually feel pretty good, which is surprising.
Strategically, mate, how do you prepare yourself for this race, and how much work do you put in behind the scenes to get to the day?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. For me, it's been, I think, 11 descents now that I've done. I've progressed up from, I'm a surf lifesaver and sort of ocean paddler who's moved into the Avon sort of plastic skis into the K1 kayak class. And it's, this is actually the first kayak class that I finished. I had one previous crash out, and I wrapped my boat around a tree. And this year I spent a lot of time studying the river itself and getting up there, doing a lot of runs through the trees and through the valley, and just learning the rapids and knowing my lines. And I planned out my training for the last sort of 4 months. But yeah, it's been sort of a combination of years of paddling, and really put my head towards it this year. And it was a good opportunity because some of the top paddlers, two of them were heading to Worlds, so they opted out of doing the singles and did a team together. So they sort of, you know, left an opportunity there. It'd be great to race against them 1 year. But yeah, sort of had a great run and yeah, took the opportunity.
So Emu Falls, when you talk about this white water and that that you have to learn the intricacies of the Championship Rapids, and of course Bell's Rapid, which is very highly renowned. Now, I obviously didn't get out there on the weekend because I was doing the footy and stuff, but the water itself, mate, was it looked like, and when I had a chat to the starter, John King, or as the race director as he is known, looked like it was going to be a pretty cool morning. Was it cold out there during the race?
It's cold. I think, you know,
it was 2 degrees, I reckon, on Saturday.
You come to learn to expect it. The fingers go numb. If you go for a swim, it really does change your race because your whole body gets cold. Because you can generally, especially in the kayaks, you can stay dry with the spray deck on top. Which is your advantage, but if you do go for a swim, then you're at the mercy of the river a bit, because you've got to have to find a bank to empty out. So that's sort of one of the, I guess, the pros and cons. But yeah, the water was, the rapids were fantastic.
Bit of bravery required, though. I mean, Emu Falls, Championship Rapids and Bell's Rapids, as Carl said, not always able to cruise through and just come out the other side unscathed.
Nah, not at all. I think everyone who comes up to those rapids is sort of, you know, heart in the mouth, and, you know, those who, and I've done it in the past, you come up and you're actually not sure what you're going down. It's even more of an experience. It's funny, at that sort of level we had, these big name rapids, maybe Bells aside, are actually quite runnable. Some of the really difficult bits head a little bit underwater, you get big standing waves. But some of the smaller, not as well known rapids pose the biggest issues. And, you know, I was talking to a lot of paddlers from the weekend, and they were saying to me that they got through all the big ones okay and had swims in places that they didn't even know where they were.
The 72-kilometre stretch, though, from West 2J, that would have to be the most difficult. Would you advocate that?
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, it is. The flat, the sort of getting through the trees and the valley is the most difficult part. But I think it's the reason why anyone does the race. It's to actually, you know, it's not just about flat water paddling. It's about navigating skills, white water, and then I guess the endurance for the last 30K on the flats on top of that. But most, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of paddlers out there that would like to see the race maybe finish about 15K shorter.
8 hours, 16:25. I'm sure it's all a little of a blur to you now. It goes without saying, you'll be back to defend your title, I'm guessing. You can't just leave it there for others to take.
I've got a second bub on the way during November, and part of the reason getting all the training done was the agreement with my wife that I would back off a little bit. So, look, I'll probably have to get it signed off at home, but I think I'll have to turn up and defend it. We've got the downwind surf ski racing season moving into now with the doctor race back from Roto in the end of November. So that's where sort of, I guess, the goals start to realign for the next couple of months at the moment.
Always that negotiation at home, Skeet. We know what that's like, don't we?
Yeah, but Ben's trying to go out and negotiate to go and fulfil some physical activity. You and I are just slightly different, whether it's different pursuits, hobbies. But no, Ben, just off the record, on the record, how many times have you competed in the Avon now?
Well, look, I think I'd have to double check. I think it's 11 finishes and 12 starts, or it's 10 starts and or 11 starts and 10 finishes. I have to go back and check the records. But, yeah, I think it's 11.
Well, and through that time, mate, how much has the technology changed in the last decade?
In terms of craft?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. For me, looking back at the photos when I probably first started, I think the skis have come a long way. I think the sort of construction and the materials they use hasn't changed an awful lot. I think, you know, what we paddle down is the Kevlar boats. They got a lot of flex before they'll give. And I think, you know, paddle technology and how they make them. I think with a lot of the flat water boats, we've seen big changes. Yeah, but definitely even like the equipment we wear, like the life jackets, the helmets, the thermals that we wear now, you know, everything is really, you know, it's marketed well, it's well fitting. They definitely charge you for it. There's no doubt about that. But no, it definitely has changed.
Good stuff, mate. Well, thank you very much for having a yak to us, and congratulations again for taking it out on the weekend.
Yeah, beauty. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Good on you. Ben Carrick there, Avon Descent winner in the kayak on Sunday. 124Ks negotiated in 8 hours, 16:25. Gear up for winter with the biggest range of top brand outdoor power gear at the Toolkit Depot. We'll come back with Kia's top seven next here on Sports Day.